That was an unbelievable game. I'm sorry, but I've been watching the World Cup. Spoiler alert! I've been watching the World Cup, this game today, Argentina-England. And England was ahead halfway through the second half, and then Argentina scored two goals to go up 2-1, and they won, and they are in the final with Spain on Sunday, and I'm very excited about that. Also, I have a regular schedule planned for you. We have People Are Dumb. We have What's Up with Florida. We have the 420 catch of the day, and in the 5 o'clock hour, we have tickets for Joyce Manor, who is going to be here at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space as well.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
How about the horrors?
I'm sorry, what? Hagen Holliday and I are hosting that band, Joyce Manor, in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock a week from Monday. Win tickets in the 5 o'clock hour at K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
An elderly Florida woman wasn't happy with the license plate she recently received.
So this was not a specialized license plate. This is just random, and it came from the Department of Motor Vehicles in Florida.
The letters and numbers she received have a message she just doesn't necessarily want to put on her car.
She looks 80, 85.
And I looked at it, and I said, I don't think so.
But give it a chance.
You can see the plate reads SQZ855. But those numbers can be seen as a letter S, and, well, squeeze, yep, you get the picture.
I guess you can't say S on the news. Squeeze S is what it reads.
Nancy Stritto says when she went to collect her mail, she didn't even expect to get a new license plate. The plate became the talk around her retirement community down in Pompano Beach, especially among the fellas.
Yeah, she took the license plate over to her 89-year-old neighbor and showed him squeeze ass on the license plate.
And this is what I received from the DMV for my new license plate. That's good for 10 years.
Good.
Good?
I'm not sure that guy knew he was being filmed.
He didn't mind. An office's manager confirmed that Broward County will replace the plate deemed offensive for free at their plantation office. So far, though, she says she might still keep it.
Come on. How do you not keep that? Squeeze ass. You're 89. It's going to last until you're 99. Keep squeeze ass. Who's with me?
Yeah, she's probably getting a whole lot of attention. The guys seem to really like it. Retirement communities, they seem to have good senses of humor.
She says hopefully she'll get a couple honks of the horn as people drive by.
That is awesome.
What about the butt?
Have you not been listening? Got another chance for you to win tickets. Well, one day, one park tickets to Disneyland Resort. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes here on K-Rock. Eureka from Corona just got those tickets to go to Disneyland for one day, one park tickets. Your chance to win is coming up later today on K-Rock. It is very hot today, it turns out.
But temperatures are going to start climbing as the week goes on. It's expected to go over the 100-degree mark in places like the San Fernando, Santa Clarita, and Antelope Valleys. So we want to share a few reminders about how to stay safe in the heat.
Look, I'm all for everybody staying healthy in the heat. Understood. But some of these tips are often obvious.
If you are working outside, try to stay hydrated. Take frequent breaks in the shade.
Again, people who are working out in the sun, I have a feeling they've got that dialed in.
Check on people who might be inside without air conditioning, especially if they're older or have health issues.
Now, that one, I would guess, is the most important one, is to think of other people who might not be able to help themselves when it's this hot.
Cooling centers are a good option for them. Remember that temperatures can heat up quickly in cars, so never leave children or pets in them unattended.
All right, now we're just talking to dummies.
And try to limit strenuous activities outdoors. Early mornings or evenings are best.
Or never, if possible.
If you want to exercise or do any kind of yard work. And we talk about the physical hazards that come with heat a lot, but there are also some mental health implications.
Yeah, people get pissed pretty easy.
A new study in Australia found that there are more behavioral mood issues and disruptions. They think that might have something to do with how heat affects sleep and also increases stress. So that's just another reason to take care of yourself and those around you.
This has been announcements about heat that we should never have to make, but always do. I was very surprised to find the song that I found today for the 420 catch of the day that's coming up an hour from now on K-Rock. Got more chances for you to win a four one-park tickets to Disneyland Resort coming up on the world famous K-Rock. I remember being at this show at the Forum, Pierce the Veil, before we were playing their songs, and now So Far So Fake is everywhere you look. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I got to tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do now that the World Cup is coming to an end. I just have enjoyed it so much. I've enjoyed all of the fans and the different fan bases from different countries that are getting together, and the joy that you would see from the Scottish fans in Boston and from the Mexican fans with the Koreans and even the Iranian fans, which there were few of, but watching that team and what a weird, precarious situation that is has been fascinating to watch. And the sport itself, soccer, was fantastic. I love so much that Spain knocked out France. France, one of the people that were supposed to win. And then today it was Argentina and England. And in the first half, I was watching on my couch, and then I got in my car to drive here. And nobody had scored yet until 55 minutes into the game.
Tracking it over his shoulder. Acrobatic clearance from Tagliafico. The job not done as he was held by Rice. Rogers chance to cross. Hooks it and it's good. It's Anthony Gordon who puts England in front early in the second half of the semifinal.
So that was crazy. I finally get here to work. I come into the studio. I put on the TV and I watch. It's still 1-0 England in the 85th minute. And I'm an Argentina fan because of Lionel Messi. Followed him at FC Barcelona since 2008-ish. And just worship the ground that he walks on. And this was in the 85th minute.
Messi on Spence. Trying to find space for that left foot into the middle. Enzo Fernandez.
It sort of looked like they weren't going to be able to get it done this time, but then in the 92nd minute...
Messi resets, Messi driving in, Messi crossing back, Paul Dominguez, Lautaro Martinez, stoppage time, go-ahead goal for Argentina!
And the Argentines find a way down a goal, have punched back not once, but twice! The Argentines explode in Atlanta. What a goal. What a comeback.
I gotta tell you,
what a game.
I know a lot of people are hating on Argentina right now because they feel like they get a majority of the calls and whatnot, but what an amazing team. What an amazing game. There's two more games in the World Cup, one on Saturday, and then the final, which is Argentina-Spain, is going to be on Sunday. In the next 30 minutes, Megan Holliday is here for Three Things at 4, and then we've got the 420 catch of the day on the way on K-Rock. Three Things at 4 is next on K-Rock.
A man stole a kitten and then tried to rob a bank. So I have that story for you coming up next on K-Rock.
Megan Holliday is here with Three Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number one, a man stole a kitten from a Maryland pet store and then walked into a nearby bank and tried to rob it.
What?
Here's the story.
Oh, here's one male, mid-20s, wearing yellow shirt, black beanie, possibly has a cat with him.
You heard that right. Police say a man stole a kitten from a Maryland pet store, then allegedly tried to rob a nearby bank with his new friend.
Immediately saw all of these police cars, and I thought, wow, that's a heck of a response for a stolen cat. But then I realized they all were going down to the bank. Apparently, he went into the bank with the cat in his arms, and he walked up to a bank employee and said, can you hold this? And then he wrote a note and handed it to a bank teller, and the note said, essentially, give me all your cash.
Police say they arrested a suspect inside the bank. Store employees say he'd been coming into the pet store nearly every day for the past couple of weeks.
Came in, saw that none of my team was nearby the front. He just went right to her, ran right on out.
Thankfully, the three-month-old kitten, Magnolia, wasn't hurt and is still looking for a forever home.
She is looking for a law-abiding citizen with a lot of love in their heart.
She was in on it. That's what I'm saying. She was absolutely in on it.
Well, I got away with stealing the cat, so his confidence just went through the roof. He's like, I can rob a bank now.
Go to the bank.
Number two, a man survived a car explosion in New Jersey after starting his car early Monday morning. Here is that story.
The driver was somehow able to walk away relatively unharmed after his car exploded in a New Jersey neighborhood. The Audi sedan there, you can see the car just completely obliterated. Officials say it happened when the victim started his car to go to work Monday morning. They believe a tank of acetylene gas in the trunk is likely to blame. Police say they believe it was an accident and that no foul play was involved.
I don't know, man. We're talking about New Jersey.
I miss that show.
I know. Tony Soprano still lives there. Number three, my favorite story of all. A woman in Florida, she got a risque license plate sent to her, and she is not happy about it. Here's one.
The plate reads SQZ A55, but from a distance, those 55s can be read as S's. Well, you get the picture. Squeeze blank.
I don't think a woman that lives in a senior community that's going to be 77 years old next month will be driving around with what this plate has to say.
I think she should.
The plates become the talk around her retirement community.
And this is what I received from the DMV for my new license plate. That's good for 10 years.
Good.
Nancy's plate was mailed from the Broward Property Tax Collector's office. We went there to try to help her get some answers. And while no one wanted to talk on camera, we were told anyone unhappy with a plate can turn it in for another one for free.
I'm kind of resigning to it, and I figured maybe it was just destined to be on my car.
Yes, that's the way to look at it.
Squeeze ass, baby, yep. All day long. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Looking for new music, I came across a new Snow Patrol song with Kylie Minogue. And I thought, that's weird. The name of it is These Alarms. And apparently it started out as a fan letter. Gary Lightbody has been a fan of Kylie since he saw her play a festival alongside The Prodigy and Blur. And he wrote several tracks and named them Kylie 1, Kylie 2, and Kylie 3. And eventually they got back to her. She wanted to record it. It's called These Alarms, and it is Snow Patrol with Kylie Minogue. And it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Snow Patrol with Kylie Minogue. It's called These Alarms, and it's a brand new 420 catch of the day. Snow Patrol is putting out a 20th anniversary edition of their breakthrough album, Eyes Open, on July 24th. That song will not be on it. It is a separate song.
Up to 11,000 Californians may have to retake their written driver test within 30 days or have their licenses revoked.
I'm sorry, what? Is that surprising to you? 11,000?
Yeah, that's an insane number.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. This is a story here in Southern California. 11,000 people might need to retake their test. Here are some more details.
It's because the DMV suspects them of cheating.
Now, like up to 11,000 people of cheating. I mean, I guess the first thing that comes to my mind is AI, but...
How? You have to go in person, as far as I understand, unless they do it online.
Yeah,
now.
I don't think they even let you pull out your phone.
No,
if
no.
I recall.
Last month, the department sent out letters that sparked confusion and frustration, but did not provide specifics about what issues were found with the test.
What issues could be found with the test?
Well, they're not going to tell us because they don't want people to find out about the cheating hack.
11,000 people cheat. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's a crazy number.
It is.
Some speculated there was a technical or clerical issues.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
But now the LA Times is reporting the irregularities are test-taker-related.
Test-taker-related.
And the department identified patterns in driver knowledge that some individuals may have used various cheating methods.
That is so vague.
It is so vague.
What if somebody wore, like, Meta glasses in? Because they can't, I don't think they can see those, right?
Yeah.
And recorded it.
Yep.
Three or four times and then put it up for sale or something?
Could be something like that, because maybe they haven't flagged the Meta glass. You know, it's like they're all over the cell phones and the Apple Watches and stuff,
right.
But the Meta glasses, now that everybody has those. So it could be that.
I don't know, but 11,000 people is crazy.
It's wild.
So that's our topic today. You cheated. We want you to tell on yourselves. You cheated. 800-520-1067. It could be in grade school, high school, college, the
bar. Yeah. Poker, you know,
sure.
Video games, even people cheat with those.
Blackjack.
Yep.
In Vegas, you cheat somehow.
I got caught cheating when I was in high school. It was in my French class, and I did not prepare for the test, so I wrote all the little like notes on this thing. I put it underneath the test, and then, of course, she decided...
You put it on top of your desk underneath the test?
Under the test.
Right.
But yes, on top of the desk. So when she started walking around, and of course, you can see right through the paper.
Right.
So she picked it up, and she tore it up in front of everybody. It was so mortifying.
Is that why you hate the French to this day?
Yes, it is why I hate the French. Always will.
No, that's crazy, though. And it's funny to get caught, especially. So that's extra points if you got caught.
Yeah.
But you cheated or you tried to cheat is the phone number for your calls and your text, 800-520-1067.
And for the best caller text, we got your tickets to see Joyce Manor here in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock on the 27th.
You cheated, 800-520-1067. Our topic today at K-Rock is you cheated.
909 said, in high school, summer school going into senior year, I took economics to get ahead. The teacher didn't teach crap, so I had a failing grade. Last day of summer school, when we turned in our textbooks, my teacher said we could go back to class, and I ran back to class to see if the grading system was logged into, and I changed my D minus to a B. I also changed a few of my friends' grades, and I never got caught. I love this so much.
Wow. Ingenuity. Well done. We are taking your phone calls and your texts on cheating at 800-520-1067.
562 said, I cheated on my high school exit exam. My teacher at the time just gave me all the answers and told me to put a few of them wrong. So thanks to her, I got my diploma.
Wow.
That's a cool teacher right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no kidding. It is world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls on you cheated at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on the 27th.
All right, you cheated?
I was a senior in high school in Torrance, and my calculus teacher was very difficult, and she wouldn't help me during office hours. I felt like she was just dismissing me. So the day before the final exam, I snuck in through the window above the door, which I made sure was like left slightly open. Went in, got into the file cabinet, stole the test, shared it with three of my friends, and I got an A in the class, so I was very happy about that.
Oh, my God!
Did any of your friends not get an A?
They did not. I mean, we did kind of, I stole it, so therefore I was allowed to get an A, but they missed purposely a couple of questions.
Interesting.
And the funny thing is, I'm going to be sharing this story with them on August 8th, because we have our 40th high school reunion. So we're going to be reminiscing a bit about Miss Taylor.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. It's so good. You guys played it smart. You played it the right way.
Yes, you did. Good cheating.
Well, I ended up getting an engineering degree from the school of my choice. And I think part of it was because I had a good grade in the calculus that helped me get into that school.
All right.
See,
listen.
You had to cheat.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes. So I actually, it was... For a test, I cheated on a test. Somebody got the answers to the test, and in one of our other previous classes, we were doing like an art thing or something. So I made a bracelet out of marshmallows, and on the marshmallows, I put numbers, like dots, for what the answer is going to be. So A was one dot, B was two dots, and I did that all around the marshmallows. So I can have the answer.
Oh,
wow.
My God. That is genius. I love this.
You are genius. You never got caught doing that?
No, because it was a bracelet.
It was in code.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. Do you still have it, and do you still wear it?
I do not wear it, no.
K-Rock, hello.
My mom used to work for LAUSD school, and she would sneak in cleaning, you know, while the teachers were still busy after hours trying to get ready for a test the day before. And while the teachers were out in the bathroom or something, she'd take a picture of the test and she'd give it to me and my brother since we were both in the same class.
Oh, my God.
So then from there, we'd pass it along to the rest of the students, too.
Of course.
Make some money off that.
I can't believe your mom did that.
K
Cage the Elephant, Beaches in Tennessee. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday on K-Rock, taking your phones and your texts about cheating.
323 said, in college, I worked for campus police as unarmed security, and while I was assigned to the library, I realized that the traffic officers couldn't possibly enforce 30-minute short-term parking spots that were littered across campus as they simply didn't have the manpower to check them multiple times a day. Anyone could park in these spots, so for the last year of college, I unregistered my car with the school and didn't buy a parking pass, but got the best parking on campus. I love a parking hack like that. Yes. That's so good.
Well done. We are taking your phone calls on the fact that you cheated.
How you doing? I got a cheating story for you.
Let's hear it.
So high school geometry class, had an exam coming up, and I was working in a printing shop. So I took the handout or the study guide, and one of the printers and I shrunk it down, and we used the old-fashioned cut and paste of a scalpel and put it on a pencil.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wrapped it around the pencil?
Wrapped it around the pencil.
And your teacher couldn't see that you had answers on your pencil?
Well, we were smart because we used it, because I worked in a printing shop. We had all these different colored papers, and I used one that matched a pencil.
Ah.
But I think what gave it away was that a regular pencil was too small, so I went to Thrifty's, and I bought one of those thicker pencils, if you've seen. You remember the kind they used to have at Disneyland? Those real big ones,
oh, yeah.
Like a small bat?
Yeah, the fat ones.
So I was using that in the exam, and then I would be turning it sideways trying to find what the answer was.
Oh, my God. Did you get caught, or you got away with it?
Yeah, eventually someone next to me, the teacher didn't catch me, another student did.
Narc.
Oh, a snitch.
What a narc.
They didn't catch me during the exam itself, but after the exam, they said something to the teacher. And so then the teacher calls me and says he wants to see my pencil. And I was smart enough to get a regular pencil and show it to him.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
So I had a teacher that would leave the class constantly for high school math. And so I would start rifling through the file cabinets, and I found the test. And so I would take a picture of each test, and I would put it all in the graphing calculator. So I was able to file everything in the graphing calculators per test. And so I could just, once we get to the test, I can go through, find all the answers for all the equations, and just
wow.
go through it
oh
one
my God.
By one.
And you don't even have to be sneaky because you just have your calculator right there on your
exactly.
desk.
Exactly.
Oh, my God,
yep.
dude.
And so I aced everything for it.
Yes!
You're too smart for that actual test.
I know, honestly.
K-Rock, hello.
I got a story. It's a high school thing. I was back in chemistry, and I hated chemistry. I figured they didn't get chemistry figured out. And if I got out at 1 o'clock, I could go home with my girlfriend, and we would study biology together until my parents got home at 6.
Oh, my God.
So I was really intent on not going to chemistry class.
Right.
So first of all, he'd take attendance, and I would leave as soon as he took attendance. Then he started taking attendance at the beginning of class and then at the end of the class. And I had a friend who'd come by and erase my name off the attendance slip at the end of the class.
Nice.
Then he reached the point where he took the attendance slip down to the office. And I had a friend working in the office who switched my name off the attendance list in the office.
You had friends everywhere.
I never went to chemistry class. I managed to pass with a D and got really, really good at biology.
I'll bet you did. I'll bet your girlfriend loved that.
Uh-huh.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, hi. So I was a sophomore in high school. I had to take a Spanish class. Don't know a lick of Spanish. Basically, whenever we would have to do an assignment or take a test, I would just wait around for all of my classmates to finish their work. And then when a couple of people would go to the teacher's desk and put their, like, their completed assignment on, I would go up to my teacher's desk and be like, hey, I need help with this and that, blah, 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 blah. And then I'd put my paper on top of the stack of tests that she would put, because she's just, like, really oblivious.
Right.
And then I would, like, grab one or two tests in the bottom and, thanks, miss, go back to my desk, copy it, go back.
Oh, you would just grab tests that your friends already finished off the desk.
You were doing distraction. You were doing magician moves.
You were doing sleight of hand.
Yeah, no, literally. And then I would just tell her, like, hola, hola, and I'd just be very, like, theatrical, and she'd just laugh at me like I was a class monkey and shit.
I like that you passed really Spanish only knowing hola.
Exactly.
Genius.
Yeah, exactly.
That is crazy. All right. Who do we want to win?
I mean, I'm absolutely obsessed with her, and her name is Dana.
Dana is tough to beat. Dana, hi.
Hola.
Hola.
you passed a Spanish class only knowing the word hola is hilarious.
So good.
Thank you guys so much. Yes. That was my greatest work sophomore year.
Hell yeah. You should be a magician, Dana.
Yep.
So, hey, you're going to come out and see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on the 27th.
Thank you guys.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
We will
you're
see you
a week
from Monday. Thank you. If you are looking for something to do this summer, we have Disneyland passes for you coming up.
So you can win your 4-pack of 1-day, 1-park tickets coming up next on K-Rock.